No.
Their prices?
It just approaches though.
Are the prices pretty good?
Well. it's certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now a store like that, I call it really because it's an old store, and pretty near you can go to them kind of stores and find something really that you want something from that the supermarket doesn't have, you know.
Uh-huh.
Really. Old stuff like, you know.
Like what?
Different things that you can just go buy, and you know that they don't have in the supermarket, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go to these stores. And it just comes down from generation on down, you know.
And they know what people want.
Right. Yeah. They use, and then they have such as medicine too, for one thing. So they have a certain kind of medicine and stuff that you can go to them kind of stores and get. You can't get in the supermarket. And sometimes you can get them from the drugstore.
Really?
That's true.
Wow.
Right. Uh-huh. Really.
Yeah, it's pretty loud, isn't it?
Uh-huh. You think that loud. You about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. Oh.
They come from that late.
Jeez. And then sometimes in after a while, another group take over around by 3 or 4 o'clock. It look like it's a bunch of hair during that time of morning. But look like they ain't be much quieter. And still, then,
yeah,
you know.
Late at night.
Right.
Wow, that's pretty bad. Okay, are there any, what would you call a store that has, like, specialty things, like cooked meats, you know, you get sandwiches and kosher
food? Oh, Duck and Fest.
Are there any of those?
Yeah, in the supermarket.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's inside the supermarket.
Okay.
That food is good, too.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was delicious. Yeah.
There's a place in Atlanta that's like that.
Yeah.
It's a real big delicatessen. We just kind of walked there and stuff.
I know.
All day.
Ooh. Delicious.
Have you ever seen those,
this thing sometimes, they're like a little oven?
Microwave.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What do they have, or where have you seen them?
In stores.
Uh-huh. Put the food in.
Recycle it into the drawer, by you can put things in there frozen, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to wait and let something thaw out, you know, before you cook it. You see, all you got to do is, microwave oven, all you got to do is season your stuff and stick it right in that oven.
Just
frozen, right, that's right. And come out these are tender and juicy.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay, is there place where you can go wash your clothes, you know, if you don't have
laundromat.
Where do you put your dirty laundry, you know, what would you call those containers?
I have.
Okay.
Oh, half.
Okay. Okay. What might you use to, like, clean your carpets if you didn't want to use a broom?
Vacuum.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I need to vacuum out.
Pardon me?
I need a vacuum out.
I didn't say that, man. Okay. What would you put in your vacuum cleaner? You know, that thing that catches.
Bay.
Okay. And if you were wanting to wash your car, what would you put the water in? That round container.
Pail.
Okay. Would it be made out of anything special?
Yeah, well, it's plastic.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
I don't have no plastic. I got a foot tub.
Uh-huh.
One of them tin tubs.
Yeah.
Old time. It was
big?
My, yeah. No, it's small. You know, it was small.
Oh, okay.
Got a handle too. It was my mother's own.
Passed it down to you, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
you ever seen one of those machines that sometimes people put trash into and they push a button?
Yeah,